Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Well, we took that press conference live. A lot of blabber. We told you that through Rob O'Donnell and the New York Post and Mr. Paul that the name of the guy, he's under arrest. Here's how he got arrested. And then we go on for 35 minutes, but that's the way they go. All right. We're here. Now, there is another anniversary this 12th. And the guy who covered the story, this tragic, brutal story that shocked not only Northeast Pennsylvania, but the world. And that is our friend Annie Michalczyk, who is with us now, WBRE, WYOU investigative reporter. Andy, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. And this is something, 2 weeks in a row. That's I don't know if it's good or bad for you or me, but I'm always a pleasure to join you on your show, Bob.
Hey, Andy, I tell this to everybody around here. I tell the jokes around here, okay?
Okay, I got it. I didn't get that memo. I missed that memo.
All right, well, you got it now, my man. Hey, on a September 12th, you started covering a story that blew into national prominence, our state police getting shot here in Northeast Pennsylvania, one of them killed. Take it from there.
Yeah, September 12th, 2014. It is hard to believe that that's 11 years ago today. And real quick, some background. Corporal Brian Dixon was shot and killed by Eric Freen. Trooper Alex Douglas was seriously injured. He could have died if not for the heroic actions of troopers that pulled him to safety at the Blooming Grove Barracks in Pike County. Basically, Eric Freen laid in wait in the woods near the barracks, and the Blooming Grove Barracks is in a wooded area. It's a very rural area, Bob. So no place, first of all, you're not expecting to be ambushed. But number two, he laid in wait. It was around 11 o'clock at night that night, opened fire, killed Corporal Dixon, and again, nearly killed Alex Douglas, he's still recovering from his injury, seriously injured. And that led to a 45-day nationwide manhunt. And it was just unbelievable. And real quick story, I lived in Hazleton then, and it was late at night on a Friday night, and I get some calls from my police contacts around the state and said, we hear about something about troopers being ambushed, and they got me a location, and they weren't sure exactly what happened, and then that began to unfold around midnight. And, Bob, I can tell you, we were live on the air by 3:30 a.m. on 2822 News, live on the air. We cut in the middle of the morning, and we were just constant, almost continuously reporting troopers ambushed, one killed, search for a suspect. And, of course, at that point, they didn't know it was Eric Freen from the Canandaigua area of Monroe County.
Well, it was so scary that the people who protect us couldn't be protected in that moment. I just remember I was in prison at the time. I just remember my reaction was absolute horror that this had happened.
And you know what, Bob? Think about it. Several weeks ago in Susquehanna County, we had two troopers shot. And thank goodness they're okay. And they're actually going to be honored tonight at a high school football game in Susquehanna County. But it was when that happened, it was a flashback to me. And I thought, I'm thinking, please don't anyone obviously get hurt or killed. But that situation with Eric Freeman led to a massive manhunt. And he was eventually captured, and I believe it was October 30th. Let me see here. October 30th. It was a 45-day search at an abandoned airport hangar. And during that search, I mean, the whole area was on edge, because especially in that part of the Poconos, because where was this guy? Who was this guy? Then they were able to put a name out there, but he eluded the U.S. Marshals for all that time.
That was the amazing part, the second part of the story. There was the horror of the killing and the wounding of the two state troopers, which, again, it just tore my heart out. And then we couldn't find him. And we looked like boobs. We looked like, my God, our Pennsylvania State Police, vaunted Pennsylvania State Police, can't even find this guy. What was the reaction? Because you were talking and interacting with the state police and the federal officials every day. What was their reaction?
Well, I can tell you, and I'm always respectful. Listen, I'm not a police investigator. They do their job. They're trained. I'm not. But I was asking questions that we were hearing just like you just posed. You know, why is it taking so long to get this guy? And, of course, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback in any profession. I get that. So I would ask the question, you know, what do you say to those folks who say, you know who this guy is? You have 400 or 500 marshals, troopers, state police, local, plus the public, but law enforcement everywhere. And you name the gadget: airplanes, drones, ATVs, horseback, dogs, and you still can't find this guy. You know, is this guy outsmarting you? Obviously, he knew the area, and what their response was, I understand, he knew the area. That was his backyard. So, you know, we all know our neighborhoods. We all know where the hiding spots are. You can bring in all that great technology, but, you know, if you're 15 feet underground or in a tunnel, you're not going to be seen. So, and real quick story, Bob, there were times, of course, we were moving from location to location between Pike, Monroe County, right? Parts of Wayne County, sightings were made. And we'd be out one night in particular, very quick, bear with me. We're parked along a desolate, isolated road, us and some local residents who had been evacuated in the early days from their homes because they didn't know who this guy was. They're going door to door. They didn't want people going into their homes, and there's this guy at the point they didn't know who it was. And we're sitting there, my photographer, I won't say his name right now, it was a crisp night in September, and people were all these cars maybe 4 or 5 car lengths away from each other. So we didn't know where this guy was. He could be right in the woods there.
Yeah.
My photographer said to me, he goes, I said, Tony, shut the car off. He says, why? I said, because the leaves are dry. If he approaches us, we'll hear him. And he said, do you think he could kill us? I said, I'm going to be honest with you, Tony. If he wanted us dead, we'd be already dead. Because this guy already ambushed 2 troopers. He took lives. He wanted to take more. So, but again, we weren't heroes. But we were doing our job as best we can to inform the community. But I'm, honestly, after all these years, Bob, it was one of the most tense stories I've ever covered. Because
you were in harm's way. They're very clearly in harm's way.
You knew what could happen. And we left a couple of locations. And next thing you know, a half hour, 2 hours later, we get a call that they're searching. He was hiding where we were parking with our live truck. And with other media, too. It wasn't just us. So it was a scary situation. And the families up there, you know, we saw people with guns sitting on the front steps saying, listen. And they wanted this guy to know, you come my way, you're going to face firepower, you know?
Was it among the most interesting / amazing stories you covered in your 30 years, Andy Mahalsh?
Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, we have all kind of controversies, scandals, that kind of thing. And, you know, any death is horrible. As you heard in the Kirk situation, every loss of life or injury is horrible. They're all individual tragedies. But this really, almost like the Kirk or the Susquehanna County deal, it was an attack on all of us. Because here's 2 state troopers, you know, who are protecting us, who we depend on, protect our citizens and all of us. When we go to sleep at night, hey, there's a cruiser out front. There's a state police nearby, local police by. We feel safe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's not Disney World. We get it. But they're out there keeping an eye out. And here they are coming into work, and they're ambushed by this, I'll say the word, coward, hiding in the woods with a rifle. mean, it just, that really shocked everyone. And to this day, Bob, honestly, when I see things like Kirk or the Susquehanna County shooting a couple of weeks ago, troopers, I'm human like everyone else. It bothers me deeply, you know. But I turn that into action, hopefully, and do reports on what happened, why, and what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, the great Andy Malchick, thank you so much for bringing us back to this story, back to this time. It was a big deal. And frankly, it still should be. Our police, I read the policeman's prayer that my friend Nikki DeSanto gave me every Friday because they're going out there into the unknown, and this could happen at any time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one last note, I'll tell you, I've worked with police for a lot of years. Honestly, listen, we're all human. People have faults. They have whatever. But by far, 99.9% of the law enforcement I've worked with for the last 50 years in this business, they just want to do the right thing and protect people. And they're human beings, too. They have feelings and stuff. But you know what? When they get in police mode, protective mode, they're something I know I could never do that job ever.
Andy Malchick, thank you so much. We look forward to the next time we get to talk to you.
Yeah, and Bob, real quick story. We did a political podcast on 2822 Now app. Check it out, Bob. You're still out there in the Mahalshu Files. We'll have you back on talking politics and any other issue facing northeastern Pennsylvania for sure. Because I think it's the more communication, the more info out there, the better.
And we'll have you here as well. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The great Andy Mahalshick, WBRE WYOU. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We got to sneak in the Pie Man. The Pie Man cometh after these messages and the Bloomberg Money Minute.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Pie Man cometh. He's lateth, but he's heareth. Peter Della Porta, how are you, my man?
Robert!
This is going to be like Berman on Monday Night Football. You got 2 minutes. Go get him.
I know. Good morning and happy Friday. But first, Bob, real quick, I just wanted to add to your voice my admiration, respect, and prayers for Charlie Kirk and his family.
Amen.
He brought the sorely needed discussion of our day's issues to our youth with calmness, thoughtfulness, and intelligence.
Amen. Thank you, Pat.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, welcome to week two of the NFL season. Our Eagles are flying out to Kansas City for a 25 game in a rematch of Super Bowl 59, in which the Eagles dominated the Chiefs 40-22.
Pie Man, we have one of our great sponsors who he's got a movie theater called Scranton Art House. Big screen, like a big screen movie theater. They're having a game. They're showing the game on their big screens on Sunday. Downtown Scranton.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They'll come up for it.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, last week they beat the Cowboys 24-20. Hurts was sharp. He had a great game. But I was particularly impressed with Vic Fangio's defensive adjustments during the game, resulting in the Cowboys not scoring in the second half. You know Vic Fangio, as his defensive coordinator, but he's better known as Bob Cordero's golf partner.
I just want to beat. I'm gonna have to have Vic Fangio let me meet Big Dom.
Right.
You know. Well, okay. Now, Pie Man. All right, we don't have to. I want your prediction.
Steak eating contest.
Yeah. Right. I want your prediction, my man.
All right, and the Chiefs lost last week to the Chargers. Harrison, Justin Herbert picked apart their secondary all day. My predictions are, Saquon Barkley said yesterday, if they stack the box, the receivers are going to have a field day. If they don't, I'm going to make them pay. Let's expect a huge game from A.J. Brown. This was very strange how Vegas opened Kansas City as a 1.5 underdog in the game. I've never seen this, Bob, how it's gone up and down. Then the Eagles were the underdog by a point and half a point, and right now as we're speaking, it's half a point.
Okay.
So
the Eagles are dogs.
The under-under's 47. Even with this one in Arrowhead, Eagles have shown they know how to beat them and handily. I predict, Bob, the Eagles 26, the Chiefs 21.
All right. The Pie Man. He cometh. He rusheth. And now he goeth. 26-21's the call. Thank you, my man. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And love your thoughts on Charlie Kirk, too. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a great show, Bob. I love it.
Thank you, Pie Man.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you make it great. Thank you, Pie Man. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock and change, which means it's time for the news with Mark Nashko. We'll be back after that. More football. The Weekend Warrior.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.